our reading material out just in case we need to fact check something.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, everyone. I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O.
And you're listening to Mojo and the Outsiders podcast brought to you by Backwoods Adventure Mods.
Hey, guys. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about our time at Bentonville Bike Fest. And then also basically just talking about life. We've done some cool things.
Dude, we've been able to have a weekend.
It's been sweet. We went floating. got to have some fun yesterday, too, the past weekend also. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that and basically just new things going in our life and in the overlanding world.
No new babies.
No new babies. All right. We're going to listen to
some tunes. Cue that music, maestro.
Cute.
Okay. Well, all right, man. Hats off to the band as always.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, you kind of touched on it. You know, like we've been able to have some weekends back at home, and it's been amazing.
Man, it has been cool. It's been nice. I know my wife is stoked about it too.
Well, it's right. Same wife, friends, everybody who wants to see you, spend time with you. You know, it's like we love getting to do what we do, getting to travel, you know, but being home this past month, you realize like how much you love it and miss it.
Yeah. Definitely have missed it. Have missed all my animals, all 9 of them. So that's been good. It's been cool. We went on at first, you want to talk about Bentonville Bike Fest?
I don't care, man. We don't have to do it in any order anyway, man. Yeah. Whatever floats your boat.
We'll just talk about what we did during the weekends then.
Yeah, I mean, kind of start that way, right? Did we have a weekend off before Bentonville Bike Fest, or did we work Bentonville Bike Fest and then go float?
I think we worked Bentonville Bike Fest and then went and floated.
Let's start there then. We'll start there.
Okay.
Not much to cover there. I mean, super cool show, you know, for us. It's out of Bentonville for those of y'all that don't know. So super close, 15, 20 minutes up the road. We mountain bike, so something we thought it'd be fun to go to. We'd went to as like just normal patrons last year, and it was a lot of fun. And so this year, wanted to show up there and have a booth there, and it was super cool for us, man. Different avenue. Maybe that was part of why it was so cool, but it was a bunch of different things.
I'll tell you, like, I'm not going to say it was my favorite show we've been to this year, but it's been definitely like top three, you know.
Dude, it was good.
Yeah, it was really cool because, of course, you know, Mo and I ride mountain bikes, so it's like it's pretty awesome for us to go work a show, you know, in that atmosphere because we don't normally, you know, we're not normally around that. But then also, like, because there's not a lot of built, you know, vehicles at mountain bike shows, of course, like everyone was interested in
love the trucks.
Loved them. So that was really cool.
I mean, it was fun. You know, we had a great spot for the jumps, you know, the big jumps that they were putting on there. We were right in front of it, right beside 1UP. I mean, we had some great vendors beside us. So,
yeah.
I mean, super cool. And then, like you said, there was only 2 other trucks that looked like us. Complete Customs was the other company that was there building trucks like us. They have Tacozilla. Super cool Tacoma. You guys have probably seen it.
Anyways, we're talking about the Bike Fest, right?
Yeah. I mean, pretty rad event, you know, really all in all. I think it was just, us being different vehicles was awesome, helped us stand out. Us being surrounded by different products made it feel like something new. So it was definitely awesome.
Yeah. It was cool. Plus, all the vendors were super sweet. I think it was like $6 or $7 to get in. And seriously, you could walk in there as just a normal spectator and walk out with at least $100 worth of stuff for free.
Yeah, we had multiple buddies show up, and that's exactly what they did, was fill their backpacks and tons of cool stuff, you know. You get soap, beef sticks,
WD-40
pens that were handy. You used mine yesterday actually, and it was
great.
Worked like it was supposed to.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it looks like a Tide pen, but it's WD-40. So that way you don't make just an absolute mess when you need it. I was having issues with one of my zippers on my awning, and Mo sure enough had that pen with him. I got it, used it on that zipper and it zipped right up. So did exactly what it needed to do.
Dude, it's definitely sweet, man. It was super cool. But I mean, other than that, you know, it was a good show. There's things, you know, communication for that bunch could be a little better, but all in all, man, I know they have a lot to put up with, but
yeah,
had to deal with the rain. Like, yeah, it seems like some events, you know, we kept hoping it wouldn't show up. Kind of stayed away, you know, all day Friday, thank goodness. Saturday most of the day, and then Sunday kind of a total washout.
Yeah, Sunday definitely was a washout. They sent everyone home like pretty early. I know we kind of showed up and we're there for what, 2 hours, just like basically waiting around, and then
yeah,
next thing you know, they're closing down.
Well, the show is starting at noon, so we got there early, you know, and then they come over the loudspeaker, and all of a sudden the show's starting at 1:00, and then they come over the loudspeaker again, and show's closed because there's a bad storm.
Yeah, so take cover in place. I was like, whoa, we're all in.
Which they did have a bad tornado last year, so it's like I don't blame them for being a little cautious with the weather, you know. But and hopefully next year, you know, maybe it doesn't rain on Memorial Day. That'd be amazing too.
Yeah, hopefully. Me personally, I'm hoping they'll do it at a different time of year. You know, I'd prefer them to do it in the fall or something. You know, that way you don't run the risk of like having so much rain. But
I don't know, we'll see. Rendezvous happens in the fall, and it usually storms that weekend too.
That's true. So
I mean, it's going to happen. I think no matter, you know, if you're going to do it in any one of the good times of year to do it, you're going to run the risk of getting rain. You know, it's like you can do it in the summer. It's going to be a melting pot.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true.
It was good. All in all, like, it's like we saw a lot of people that we know. You know, a lot of people came through the booth. The YT Mill put on an epic party. We got to see Paul Wall, the People's Champ. Big Priv put on a hell of a show. So
still tipping on Fofo.
It was good, man. It was solid, you know, and they always know how to throw down over there. And I mean, I'm thankful we know them and we're able to get in and hang out and everything, and stayed all night. I mean, it was the most fun, you know, probably highlight of the event for me, but it was super cool, you know.
Dude, St. Paul Wall was pretty awesome. I like I was telling Mo and them, I was a huge Paul Wall fan growing up, and I was sitting there. It's funny, I was like sitting there thinking, like watching a show. I was like, here I am, 32. I think I was watching Paul Wall, listening to him when I was like probably, this is gonna sound terrible, but probably from like the age of 8 to like who knows, till now, and never thought I would see Paul Wall, but sure enough, I saw him in the YT freaking Mill,
which
was the coolest. So thank you guys.
It was sweet, man. It was super cool. And then, I mean, that pretty much, you know, Bentonville Bike Fest, like I said, check that box, a lot of fun. And then, you know, like I said, being home allows us to do things we really enjoy, you know, so getting to get out and float with friends, you know, that was good. Kick off the spring, the rivers are still cold, the water's clear, the fish are going, you know, so good group of us went down the river and had the best time, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
went down to the Kings Rivers where we put in, and I mean floated,
show a map on it,
do what,
we'll insert a map,
put a map up of it. And dude, the Kings was awesome. Water was extremely clear. Mo caught some pretty good smallmouth in there. I caught like the littlest perch you've ever seen. So
fishing's fishing. As long as you're pulling a hook out, it still counts. But
yep,
I mean, still, like I said, it's good to get back and recharge and do those things. You know, it's like we love being outside. And so to have a weekend back where we got to like do real life relaxing was amazing.
Yeah, it really was. You know, it really was.
I'm looking forward to the next one. You know, it's like we have water in the streams right now. Hopefully that stays the case. And excited to see what the rest of spring summer holds. Traded in my kayaks for a canoe, so
yeah,
dude, I am back. Rod and reel, dusted those off, they're back.
Yeah,
still remember how to do it. So hopefully we get some more of those trips in, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been definitely enjoying it too. You know, like I live super close to the river, so I go down and paddleboard after work probably 3 to 4 times a week, and been doing more fishing, and that's been a lot of fun. My buddy Jackson, he and I went out the other day down to the White River, and man, he took me out to a beautiful spot out there. Man, there's arrowheads everywhere. just such a cool spot. It's
good, man. Yeah, it's good to be out right now. Like, it is good, you know. And then, you know, yesterday was same. You know, that was my first time being out in the Ozarks with like full green on the trees. You know, the underbrush has showed up. Thorns and briars are out. Ticks are out. Bugs are back.
Yeah.
But what we had done was, some of our buddies are passing through, Zach and Justin, Sir William.
Yeah.
And they hit us up, let us know they were coming through. So we went out and met them, kind of showed them some of our spots around the Ozarks. It was super cool to get to run some of the trails and places we go to with people that have never been to this area. Something about it always, you know, showing places to new people is so much fun.
Yeah. It's those are usually my favorite trips showing, because I mean, I guess it's one of those deals where you get to really kind of like exercise your pride in your state. You know, you get to show off your places, the places that you're very prideful of and that you love. And I guess it's just like, it always reminds me of like how grateful I am of those, you know, those things. So,
well, same, man. It's like, man, you forget about it, and then guilty. I hadn't been able to go out as much as I'd love to, you know, but getting back out there yesterday, even though for like a day cruise, it was epic, you know, dipping my feet in the streams, absolutely loved it. And then, yeah, like I said, man, you realize like summer's right around the corner when the ticks and the mosquitoes are out.
Yeah.
We're knocking on the door.
Yeah, no, and something that I kind of just thought about is, yeah, yesterday had a little bit of a couple of mishaps yesterday as far as my vehicle goes.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, so we were out doing this like really long gravel stretch. We did well over 100 and something miles yesterday. Yeah,
probably 130, 140, I bet, all day.
On gravel, and by the time I started noticing around 2 o'clock that my rear end was starting to make like kind of a weird popping noise, I'm pretty positive it's a U-joint, you know, still haven't quite looked into it, about to go do that.
That's after what we're hoping for.
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's a U-joint. But anyways, yeah, I heard this like kind of this popping noise, and I remember telling Mo like, dude, I think I'm kind of hearing something.
Yeah.
And of course, he hates hearing that, just like all of us do, you know.
And dude, bummer.
Dude, by the end of, we ended up getting home around like 11:30 last night, and it had just gotten steadily louder and louder and louder.
Dude, when he passed me, man, it sounded like a midget down there beating on the drums underneath his car, man, because it was just something. Just, I mean, it is so loud. Nothing's shaking in the car. It doesn't look like it's riding rough or anything. But when he passed me, I mean, it's just thump, 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 thump the whole time.
Yeah. Well, and it was funny. Like, this is where it gets really, in my opinion, like, I just had to laugh after this. You know, like, I told Mo, I said, hey, man, see if you can hear me. Roll down your window. I'm going to pass you and see if you can hear this weird pop noise. So I pass him. He definitely hears it.
Oh,
he gets
gosh.
On the mic, and we're talking, and I'm talking. It wasn't 3 minutes later. All of a sudden, I'm on the microphone, and I see this deer off to the right. Like,
dude, I see it, and I'm yelling on the mic. I'm behind him. I'm like, dude, watch out, watch out, watch out.
Well, I saw the deer, but I just kept on thinking, like, there's no way this deer is going to run out.
Dude, this thing darting back and forth like a squirrel, man.
Yeah.
Between your truck and the fence.
And man,
he chose the wrong time to shoot the gap.
I smoked that deer.
He did. He did. Got all of it.
Yeah.
You know, centered him up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. You know, it's like I end up swerving, missing him, you know, as he's coming out the backside of J.O.'s FJ.
Yep.
I mean, crazy ending to the day. You know, you're just like, holy smokes, man. I mean, deer done for. He was not moving. So,
yeah. So me and O'Frank, the FJ yesterday, had a time for sure. It was definitely one of those deals. By the end of the day, I was like, okay, man, you're going to get about a week break.
But it was good, man. We've had it good. Like I said, us having these weekends at home, I'm currently off work. You're off work next week. So it's like, dude, we're going to get to go out and play and enjoy these things, man. And I am looking forward to it.
Yeah. You guys are going on a little trip to Florida.
We got a little trip planned, man. I have never been more excited for a beach in my life. Like, we've been going like crazy. I'm excited to just go down there, relax, work on my tan. And that's about it, man. I think maybe a bike ride tomorrow, maybe a float. I'm trying to twist arms and talk people into skipping work. And right now, striking out.
Pick me, pick right. me, pick
Jay,
me.
Jay, let's go, man. Get sick right now.
Yeah.
But nah. I mean, that pretty much wraps up what we've been up to, you know. Yeah. Backwoods, what they've got going, like what we've got going for that side of it is Land Cruiser stuff. New roof rack went on this week, so that was cool to see. Evan's working on the Tacoma rear. I believe the first version's getting cut, so hopefully not much longer on some of those things. But we're excited to see. Like I said, the bed rack just came out for the Tacoma, so it's cool. The new box, all that stuff's being built. But check us out, man. BackwoodsAdventureMods.com.
Yeah, and then Instagram is Backwoods Adventure Mods. YouTube is also Backwoods Adventure Mods. TikTok, if you do that, it's also Backwoods Adventure Mods. So. Yeah. Yeah, if y'all ever need anything, please, you know, definitely give us a shout at any time. And
what do you want to do for the discount code?
Oh yeah, a little discount code.
Fishing 15.
Let's do fishing 15. That's been a pretty hot topic in our lives lately.
So hot.
Big hot fish. Yeah. All right, don't do big hot fish. It'll be fish 15. Fishing 15. So it'll be FISHING 15. Fishing 15.
Let's go, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in, and hopefully we have more like personal stories we can share like coming up, and not just show recaps, you know. We're looking forward to some time out doing what y'all love as well.
Absolutely.
Till next time,
thank you. Peace.
See y'all.